For people on Medicare, I guess they know what IRMA is, and I had to read your article to find out what it is. And of course, it equates to higher costs for insurance premiums, right?
I just posted this column. This is something that seniors are, or when you first get on Medicare, you might be shocked by this. There's a standard Medicare Part B premium. You know, Part A is free.
Right.
Part B, the standard premium for next year will be $202.90. That's up almost $18 from last year. However, if you have other income, whether it be your required minimum distribution or other, maybe you have a pension, maybe you converted your IRA to a Roth, and that's all considered income. Maybe you're still working and you have additional income, but you're using Medicare because you don't have insurance on your job. Well, the more income you make, the higher the increase in your Part B premium. So to just give you an example, under $109,000 for a single person or $218,000 filing jointly, there is no surcharge on that premium. But if you are earning above $109,000 up to, say, $137,000 on a single return, or from $218,000 to $274,000, you'll each pay an extra $80.21 a month surcharge on your Medicare premium. Maybe the really wealthy don't care. If you get up over $500,000 as an individual or a joint return over $750,000, do we have any listeners? Anyway, the monthly surcharge is $487. So it's the price you pay for Medicare, and the more you have income, the more that you pay for that monthly premium. It's called IRMA, Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, IRMA.
And
my friend Irma, not.
Yeah. So because I'm new to this, so not only do you have to pay that premium, but you need additional insurance, right?
Oh, we just finished the open enrollment, but you need Part D for drugs. And by the way, even if you're not taking drugs, everybody had to sign up for Part D. And the adjustment, there's also an adjustment. You pay more for Part D. It's always a small amount based on your income as well. So it's not, you know, I don't know, somewhere around the line, someone said, well, you know, Medicare is free to seniors. It is so not free, because not only do you pay the monthly premium and the drug premium, but you need to buy a supplement, which we've talked about for weeks now, for what they don't cover. So Medicare is not inexpensive insurance, but it's better than having a struggle. I mean, you can't imagine if you didn't have insurance.
Right. And it's the supplements you really have to be careful of, because I noticed with my mom, you know, like one person is telling her this and she's like, no, I'm staying with what I have. And boy, she made a good choice, because everyone's trying to pitch you a new policy.
That's because there are big commissions. You don't pay more yourself, but the agents get big commissions for supplements and even bigger commissions for bringing people into those Advantage plans. So that's what but that's behind us now. You're set for the new year for the most part. So now you only have to face your annual deductible. I forgot to look up what the annual deductible is for Medicare and your co-payments depending on your supplement.
I have a question from the text line. When I reach retirement age, can I continue working full-time and collect Social Security benefits without taking Medicare?
Yes, you can continue. You know, I hope you work till you're 72 or 3 or 5 or even 80. If your company insurance covers you for the same kinds of things that Medicare does, so it's comparable insurance, by all means, get it from your employer. You are not required to take any part of Medicare until you don't have insurance. Then when you retire, do not do COBRA because you loved your company insurance, because that'll get you out of the automatic acceptance into a supplement period. So you can definitely keep working, and do not sign up even for free Part A if you're still working and you have a health savings account, because once you sign up even for free Part A of Medicare, you can no longer contribute to a health savings account.
And Terry, these people that try and pitch you Medicare Advantage, so the Dancing Farmer.
Oh, thank goodness the season is over now. It's like
I know, but for the past few weeks, it was postcard after postcard. And one was from United Healthcare trying to get you.
Yeah, these are very good companies. This is not about the companies being bad companies, okay? It's about the fact that they get a fixed stipend from the government for each person they sign up. And they count on some people, and it's going to be you, I'm knocking on wood, that stay healthy and don't use any coverage. They give you a very low monthly premium or a zero premium. But the problem is once you get sick, there's a huge maximum out-of-pocket you have to pay. They can limit the care you get. Certainly, they'll limit the doctors and hospitals. They may say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't think an MRI is needed for that, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's truly managed care, and they're managing to make a profit. And they're very, you know, well-known companies. They're not doing anything illegal, but people never knew how limiting Advantage is until they get into it and get sick.
Someone said, Terry, I received a letter from Social Security that I have money with my old job in a 401k plan. I've not worked in 29 years. I called the current benefits administration of the hospital I worked for. They claim they have no record of me.
Boy, and it's impossible to get through to Social Security. And I'm wondering, you know, I'm going to try and work on that. That's so interesting. Go to terrysavage.com. Post that on Ask Terry. I won't put up the details, but give me as many details as you can and your phone number. I'm not sure how Social Security would know that you have money somewhere at a 401k plan. And I'd be interested to hear whether that same company is still in existence or whether it was bought out. I'm just trying to figure out how that happened.
I'm hoping it's not a scam letter.
Wait. It's so my ears perked up. Unless it was a scam.
Yeah.
So I'd love to know more about it. Then I can warn everybody else.
Okay. Wonderful. All right. Sign up for her newsletter. Go to her website. Just go to her website. It's such a wealth of information, and you should share it with people in your family as well. TerrySavage.com. Are you on tomorrow for the noon business lunch?
Absolutely. And that will be right before the Federal Reserve announces, I would say, a 90-something percent chance that I think that they will cut short-term rates a little bit. But then again, they may have some things to say about it afterwards. Yeah, the jobs market seems to be weakening. We're not sure about the numbers. But hey, inflation is still there. How can we cut rates too much? It is going to be a very interesting day and a lot of commentary. Stand on the sidelines. Just ride it out because tomorrow will be choppy.
All right. We'll be listening. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.